about the Eucharist. We've been doing that kind of all year. A little bit of an update on the hall. But you might have noticed that there are two versions of the gospel in the Missalette. There's a longer version and a shorter version. So I asked Deacon Gabe to read the shorter version, not because I'm going to speak longer, but the longer version really just repeats the message of the shorter version, which is, seems to be about good investing. You know, the gospel talks about a person who receives 5,000 talents and then makes 10,000, and the master says, well done, good and faithful servant. And our Lord is presenting this as like as a model. Like if you start with this and you have an added value, that's a good thing. But actually, when you look deeper at this gospel, it actually turns out to be about good investing. It actually is about adding value. It's such an important message that our Lord gives us a weekly reminder of this. This gospel only appears every 3 years, but every single week we have a reminder of the message of this gospel, and it happens at every Mass. Because in a few moments, people are going to bring forward the gifts of bread and wine down the aisle. And Father Henry will come here and receive them and take them to the altar, these gifts of bread and wine, and he will say this prayer. Now, you normally don't hear it on Sunday because we have an offertory song, but this is the prayer that he says. He holds up the bread and he says, "Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, gift of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life." Gift of the earth and work of human hands. And then he picks up the cup, the chalice, and he says, "Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to drink. Fruit of the vine and the gift, fruit of the vine and the work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink." Each one has that phrase, "work of human hands." Now, notice what does not come down the aisle. What doesn't come down the aisle is grapes and wheat. God makes grape and wheat, and we make bread and wine. And so the Mass really is this kind of cooperation event. There's what God does and what we do. God doesn't celebrate Mass by himself, and we don't celebrate Mass by ourselves. It's something that happens together. We take grapes and wheat, and we do what the gospel says. We add value to them. We turn them into bread and wine, something useful, something that we can eat and nourish us. That's a beautiful added value. But it doesn't end there, because a few minutes after that, Father Henry will say the words of Jesus at the Last Supper, "This is my body and this is my blood." He will turn that bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. That is the most amazing event that can happen anywhere, to become the person of Jesus on the altar. That is the most amazing added value of all, from grapes and wheat to bread and wine to the person of Jesus, his body and blood. But it doesn't end there, because the next added value happens to you when you receive communion yourself. Now you take this person of Jesus into yourself. All you had this morning was breakfast, but now you have this person of our Lord deeply within you. That is the greatest added value that you can possibly have. And that's why we have a very old custom in our faith that as soon as you receive communion, it makes sense to go back to your pew and to either kneel or sit in contemplation of the Lord within you, who has a personal message for you. I really don't know why people are sometimes standing and staring at the tabernacle when you have the person of our Lord within you. That's where you should be focused on. In fact, when the tabernacle is open, the normal stance is kneeling. So after communion, everyone should really go back and spend time with our Lord who is now within you, from grapes and wheat to bread and wine to the person of Jesus, and now the person of Jesus within you, added value to your life. But it doesn't end there, because the next stage happens at the very end of Mass, when Father Henry will say, "The Mass has ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." And he sends you out of this church into Whittier. And that's the next added value, because you take this person of Jesus, and now you take this person of Jesus outside. And to make the world a better place. Filled with grace, you make the world a better place with the person of Jesus within you. If you're going to lunch, how would that lunch be different now that you have Jesus within you? If you're going shopping, how will your shopping be different now that you have our Lord within you? How will driving on the freeway be different now that you have our Lord within you? We take the Lord that we receive here and we add value to the world outside. In fact, the name of this entire event is called Mass. And the word Mass comes from the very last event. The Latin phrase for go you are sent is ite, means go, missa est, which means you are sent. Missa, where we get the word mission. So you are sent, that the idea of being sent out to the world actually becomes the name of the entire event. So that's what happens to you, from grapes and wheat, to bread and wine, to the person of Jesus, to the person of Jesus within you, and then taking that person outside and adding value to the world. But it's different for me. Now, I receive communion too, but when I walk outside the church, I don't go anywhere. I stay here at St. Bruno. You know, you get in your car and you drive off, but I kind of walk around the patio here, and here I am still. So how can I add value to where I am? Our Lord wants me to add value where I am as well. And that was the origin of the Hall Project. It was actually this gospel that inspired the origin of the Hall to make this place a better place in this presence of Jesus within us. So I'm very grateful for the people who have contributed already to the Hall to help make it happen. Let me just say, if any of you have done nothing so far, maybe think about that. And maybe as we get towards the end of the year here, you can finally make a meaningful gift to make this all happen. And we have a flyer at the church, at the doors of the church. I think all the bulletins might be gone, but they're in the bulletin as well to help you how to do that. So that's my job, is to be filled with grace and to make this a better place with the parish hall. And there's one more idea. So one of my favorite things to do is to respond to questions. I love it when someone asks me a question about anything. People send me emails, and I try to respond the same day that the email comes in, whether it's about marriage and family or something in our faith or whatever, something about the parish. So I thought I would kind of broaden that. So beginning next Sunday, after the noon Mass, I'll be here, and anyone that would like to come and ask any question at all about anything, you're welcome to come around 1 o'clock after the noon Mass here in church. It could be about marriage and family issues, parenting, something about the catechism, something in our faith, something about the parish, anything that you like, be just open. Every question is welcome. So that'll be beginning next Sunday after the noon Mass. So we'll have the parish hall and a town hall. In both of these ways, we hope to make St. Bruno filled with grace and a better place, and I hope that you will join me in both. God bless.